The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And now it's time to preview the weekend sport with Kathleen McNamee, digital producer for Off the Ball. Kathleen, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
We won't start going forward. We'll start by going back to last night and Liverpool winning on the night, but out.
Out overall, a very poor performance from them again last night. You would have thought after losing to Atlanta last week, what happened at the weekend in the Premier League, that they'd be able to get themselves up a little bit and put in a performance. But especially in the second half, I really thought Atlanta had the better of them. Mo Salah penalty was the only difference on the night. And with them heading out, it means that there will be no big Jurgen Klopp coming home in Dublin.
Okay, no English teams involved in the Europa or in the Champions League. And yet we're told all the time that the best football in Europe is being played in the Premier League.
Yeah, it's a difficult one to argue, I always think, especially because a lot of the people who argue that probably aren't watching the likes of La Liga, Serie A, Legion.
What they really mean is that the most money is being paid.
The most money is there, and it's the most attractive probably in a lot of ways because of that, and especially with the access to TV deals. But you look at some of the young players coming through, you know, even the likes of Mbappe, one of the best players in the world. There's a reason why Jude Bellingham wants to play for Real Madrid and not in the Premier League.
Yeah.
There are great teams out there. There are great leagues out there. And it's a different style of football, yes. But I think it's very hard to argue that one is absolutely on top of the others. Maybe most competitive is maybe a better way of putting it, but I don't know if it's the best football. Mm.
Now, we've got an FA Cup semi-final, and this is happening tomorrow, and it's Man City and Chelsea.
Yeah, City-Chelsea tomorrow, and then on Sunday, Coventry are taking on United. City will be wanting to get the win, especially after going out of the Champions League during the week. But Chelsea have been a sticky team this year. It feels like they haven't really melded together quite yet in the way that Pochettino wants them to, but they have been able to put up a big response when they've had to.
You'd imagine, you know, on the face of it, that Manchester United will take Coventry City, but then, you know,
on the face of it, but with this Manchester United team, there's literally no guarantees. If there's
What's to watch out for then in the matches in the Premier League? I mean, obviously we're at the sharp end of the league at the moment.
Well, your eyes will probably be on Wolves, Arsenal, and also Liverpool, Fulham. Arsenal will be wanting to get a result, as well as Liverpool, after what has been an incredibly disappointing week. You would think Liverpool are in a better place to take on Fulham. I'm a little bit concerned about Arsenal going to Wolves. Feels like the sort of result where Arsenal might trip themselves up again, and you feel like any sort of loss or draw at this stage really means the race is over.
Now, the chase for the McCarthy Cup begins in earnest this weekend, and we've got one tasty one at least, because Clare want revenge on Limerick.
Clare versus Limerick is going to be a great affair. I think Clare have been the team all season that we had, you know, the likes of Tommy Walsh on saying that he really thinks that they're going to do something. You look at the team that they've put out and it's pretty spectacular, and then you look at their bench and Tony Kelly and Shane O'Donnell is on there. So they have the capacity to go up against this Limerick side who have faltered a little bit in the league, but you would have to say they're still the odds-on favourites to win the All-Ireland this year with the sheer amount of talent on that squad.
Okay, and we have lots of other tasty GAA fixtures as well. The women are in action in rugby in the Six Nations against England.
Yes, they have not a great history against this English side, who are completely professional, the best side in the world. It was a major shock when they lost the World Cup final against New Zealand. In past years, England have put up major, major scores against Ireland. But you would like to think that with the way they're trending this season, that hopefully they can keep the scores a little bit lower. Sam Monaghan's not in the squad, the co-captain, because she is still kind of coming back from an injury that she got with her club before the Six Nations. She has appeared in this Six Nations tournament, but I think they're managing her minutes a little bit. And they obviously have the return boost of Cliona Molloy and players like Aoife Wafer.
So what we're looking for is a performance, but not expecting a win.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
In terms of the men's, Munster on their travels.
Munster are down in South Africa. They face the Bulls tomorrow at 4:05. They were very lucky to get down there with all the flooding that was happening in Dubai. I know Alan Quillenham was on the phone with us this morning. He didn't manage to make it down there just yet because of all the flights being cancelled. Lions are taking on Leinster, and then Ulster are at home to Cardiff, and Connacht are, is it Zebre that they're playing this weekend? Zebra, so they play tonight.
Fans of a Grand Prix can expect probably the same old in China, unless Ferrari can make a bit of a maybe an improvement. That's what's required. And in snooker then?
Yeah, we have Ronnie O'Sullivan looking to go for a record 8th title. He takes on Jackson Page in the first round of the World Snooker Championship. Interestingly, he's very keen for the World Championship to move away from the Crucible, which is one of the big talking points leading into this. He's happy enough if he wants to go over to Saudi or somewhere and have that bit of cash. Yeah. And fans who are traditionalists are not too happy about the idea of such a prestigious event not being at the Crucible because of the history that's been there.
All right. Well, there's loads more happening this weekend. As you say, it's a bit of a bitty weekend, but if you try to watch it all, you'd do nothing else.
My head's spinning just thinking about it.
All right, Kathleen, thank you very much for joining us. Kathleen McNamee, digital producer with Off the Ball. Now, a reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.